Okay, we'll call the meeting to order. When we turn the recorder on, it records all you people back there, so I don't want you to keep being on a part of the public record. There you go. We have a 3:30 agenda item today, and it's a special item. It's a meeting to consider recommendation of the Canyon County Republican Central Committee on appointment of a new clerk. And we're doing this work ahead of time. Our current clerk is still in office, and we're being a wee bit proactive to do this, so there's no disconnect between the service of the clerk and the new incoming clerk. So with that, I received a letter as the board chair from the PC committee, and Commissioner Brooke is a PC, so we'll let him describe that process for a little bit and what the general recommendation is.
Mr. Chairman, even though I'm a precinct committeeman, I didn't attend this one. It created a little problem for us the last time we did this, so I chose to sit that one out. But per the email, the central committee met, and one name, as far as I understand it, according to the email, was nominated. And then nominations were reopened, and the second name, to my understanding, was not actually nominated, but was still voted to send on to us. So the names, Jess Uresti, who received 29 votes, and Daniel Lee received 0 votes. So the Central Committee clearly recommended Jess Uresti to us to be nominated to fill the position of the Canyon County Clerk.
So. Chairman, and I will jump in here just for sake of the Republican Central Committee. My husband is a precinct committeeman. He attended this meeting, and he heard the candidate presentations and reported the same, that Mr. Uresti, who fills a deputy clerk's role in Canyon County, was well-spoken and clearly had the support of the Republican Central Committee for this nomination.
Would it please the commission if I ask Clerk Hogaboam to say a word before we...
I think that would be appropriate, Chairman.
Yep.
Clerk, if you'd come forward, I'd appreciate it.
Very good.
Yeah. Hello, Destiny. All right, there we go.
Chairman, commissioners, good afternoon. It's my honor to be here in support of my chief deputy, which is no surprise. I don't know if the packet includes a letter that I sent in support of Mr. Uresti that was sent to the Republican Central Committee. There was a letter of support from PA Boyd and myself that were kind of late additions, and I understand there's other letters of support, including some from individuals in the room, in the audience, in the gallery today. So it should be no surprise that Mr. Uresti has broad support from those that he's worked with, and demonstrating the professionalism, decorum, and knowledge and competence that's needed in this position. He has been a huge support and aid to me when I, stepped into this position. While I had broad administrative experience and capacity, the nuances of the clerk's position are vast, and his demonstrated ability, especially on the court side, allowed me to really focus on finances, and we have a great controller in place. But as you know, I was being patient and making sure that we selected a good controller, and I was able to focus on the finances of the county, making sure that our reporting schedules were in order, and got to work closely with Haley. And because Jess had the court operations locked down, it's important to note that there's over 100 employees, and most of the employees under the clerk's family do reside under the court side of things. Among the EOs, the clerk's family is the second largest to the sheriff's office. And then I think the assessor and the PA are kind of pretty similar in size, not too far below the clerk's office. And so there's a lot of personnel management that occurs, and Jess has great ability and capacity in that regard. There's a big family of employees that need to be onboarded. There's always, it seems like, a vacancy when you have a family that big, and I know Jess has been intimately involved in hiring decisions and the promotion and advancement of individuals within the clerk's family. So I just wish to express gratitude. I would not have been successful as clerk in the 2 years, close to 2 years I've been clerk, without Jess's assistance. He's been a very capable chief deputy. He's gotten to learn some about the finances, brought him over to some of the budget meetings as well as elections. And so clearly he has subject matter expertise in the biggest area of the job description and has formed productive relationships with our controller, as well as with Haley Hicks, our elections director, and will continue to foster those relationships. So I think he will do a tremendous job if given the opportunity. So,
Chairman, can I comment as well? Thank you for your comments. I think they're well deserved. I've known Jess for 7 years, and he's been here 15, and he's not that old. And so he's done a great job supervising close to 100 employees. So in spite of his age, his experiencing and managing and building relationships speaks for itself. We have three people in the gallery that provided letters of support. So TCA, Benita Miller, and then Judge Matt Beaver, and then maybe Raina Bowles, not here. But those are tenured employees. Jess has weathered changes in leadership and done it well and professionally, appears to be well-spoken behind the camera, and the operations and the relationships that have to be built with the judiciary as well as the other elected officials. I think this is a great win for Canyon County to have someone that is temperate and professional and will be open to learning the role of an elected official. It is not for the faint of heart, so I am fully in support of your comments, and thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Yeah, appreciate you. That.
Absolutely.
How would you like to proceed? Would you like to have Jess come up and speak with him for a little bit?
Sure.
All right, come on up.
Put him in the hot seat.
Chairman Holton, if we are going to have this, as we've kind of already started with a little bit of the board taking information from people requested, we should open it up to anybody who's present to be able to at least provide verbal information regarding Mr. Uresti, or I'm trying to remember the other, Lee, during this period as well, just to make sure that the record's clear.
Okay.
Sounds good, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Do you have any words of wisdom for our consideration today?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. I'm very appreciative of the ability to be sitting here today. I appreciate Clerk Hogebohm's very kind words, but let's not get it twisted. I'm sitting here today because of his guidance and leadership over the past 2 years. I wouldn't be where I am today without him. So, I obviously appreciate all the nice things he said about me, but I definitely feel similarly that he guided me nice. to the spot I'm in today. So, thank the three of you for having me. I want to also thank the CCRCC for giving me the ability to speak to them, kind of tell my story, and for their nomination for getting me here. So, I'm excited for the opportunity. I recognize the enormity and the importance of the office. I recognize the instability that comes with putting your name on a ballot every 4 years. But I'm excited for the challenge, and I'm ready for the challenge.
Okay, very good. Comments or questions?
I don't have any, except that my husband did nominate Mr. Uresti, so.
I appreciate that.
All right, thank you. Thanks. Per legal counsel's admonition to me, is there anyone in the gallery that would like to address the commission?
Not all at once.
Mr. Chair, I'll kick it off.
Okay.
Well, I just have to say I've worked with Mr. Uresti for almost 10 years, and it's actually been a pleasure. He's easy to work with. He leads the biggest. He was a director of the courts for a long time, the biggest portion of the clerk's office, which is one of three, I think, very pivotal pieces in the county.
He's done a spectacular job. His employees, they really respect him. He leads a good group. I think he's yearning to learn. I'd be happy to work with him as clerk, as I was happy to work with Clerk Hogeboom and all the other elected officials. So in my capacity, I don't think there's a better person on the nomination side.
Thank you.
Chairman, I can speak from here, loud voice. Just, I didn't want to omit the work of Yvonne Baker, as well as Emily, with the other divisions other than the clerk's family, and I know Yvonne right here. And Jess has formed good relationships as well with the other divisions within the clerk's family. So I feel that there'd be good continuity. Just as a procedural issue, Mr. Uresti is on the health trust. And so once appointed to this, well, once taking the position, if it's the desire of the commission, he would have to find someone else within the clerk family to fill that role, which is fine. But Yvonne did a tremendous job in that position and had stepped down recently, and Jess had stepped into that. So it's not relevant to your deliberations. It's just a procedural issue that we will. I appreciate you taking consideration at this time so that we can plan a good, smooth transition.
Yeah.
Including everything from ordering a new paper and envelopes and everything with the new clerk's name to be ready to go in January 5th so that there's just no disruptions in the operations of the court and everything else under the clerk. So, thank you.
Yes. All right. Anyone else? Wow, this is a rare public hearing. This isn't technically a public hearing, but it is on a nomination. All right. Are we ready to deliberate?
Yes.
Yep. Right. I think that for this commissioner, I find overwhelming evidence and feel very, very secure in this nomination, and I am for approving it.
I'm as well, Mr. Chairman. Having read through the letters of recommendation and Jess's resume, and having already, worked with him for almost the 3 years that we've been here, we've been through some stuff with him. I'll leave it at that. And it wasn't good stuff for the county, but Jess proved himself to be extremely knowledgeable and trustworthy in those situations, and I have zero reservations of him fulfilling this position and being able to work with him going forward. And I know he gave a lot of kudos to the current clerk Hogeboom, but at the same time, he needs to recognize that he was put into that position for a reason, and very rightly so. So he was the right man for the job. I supported the clerk in putting him there, and he's proven that decision to be absolutely correct and the right one. And much thanks to Clerk Hogeboom for his ability to bring some organizational structure and stability to the clerk's office in his time being here, and the county will, at least for many years, benefit from that. And so it's nice to see somebody from within the clerk family be able to take the reins moving forward, in my opinion.
Chairman, one of the great wins that we're experiencing right now is to have tenured people with institutional knowledge at the helm. One of the questions that was important and raised at the Canyon County Central Committee, as it was communicated to me, are you vested in Canyon County and are you here to serve long term? And so Jess relayed his history, as I've already indicated, being a 15-year employee of Canyon County. He's 35 years old. He stands to be potentially the longest serving clerk for Canyon County with that kind of a service-oriented heart. So when you have integrity, when you have retention, that's true for elected officials, when you're in a winning season, to have that kind of leadership serving the public and working together cooperatively as an elected body. We're experiencing a very great season in the life of Canyon County history. I appreciate everybody that's come together to support Mr. Uresti. I want to highlight that our chief operating officer will be instrumental in assisting, as he always does, with the budget process and being able to work together to ensure that we're working in the best interest of the taxpayer and the tax dollars. It's just a great win all the way around. I am very excited that we can present a person of this caliber to the public to fill this seat. It's always a little bit unsettling when you have a leadership that rotates, but this is a really great decision. So,
yeah, I feel really blessed that as a board we have the opportunity to have such a qualified individual to consider. In other counties, it's not always the case, and so I think he's used to working as a team member, and that's what it takes to run and operate efficiently, and I consider that this will continue to be very cohesive in going forward.
Chairman, with that, if we're ready, if Commissioner Brooks is ready, then I move that the Canyon County Board of Commissioners signs the resolution making an appointment of Jesse Resty to the office of the Canyon County Clerk as presented on our resolution.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right. Very good. We look forward to the transition in the future. So,
and Chairman, can I just reiterate how much I appreciate Clerk Hogeboom? He'll bring a lot of good things to Nampa, but his ability to have stepped in a time of uncertainty and somewhat crisis. Thank you for your leadership and what you've done. It's been a privilege and a pleasure for us to work with you.
Yep.
And we wish you the best.
Well said. Well said. Thank you. All right. Yeah, that's a serious. Although I still haven't forgiven him for running for mayor, but I'll get over it sooner or later, right? Okay. Is there anything else?
I don't have anything, Chairman.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Come on.
Okay, now that it's official.
Yes.
Chairman,
yes.
Commissioners, thank you again for your appointment. I do just want to thank everyone that's in the audience and anyone that might listen that was supportive of me throughout this decision-making process and getting to where I am right now.
Sure.
It wasn't an easy decision to make, and I will admit I waffled at the start when Clerk Hogeboom first announced his candidacy for mayor. But it was the support. It was the support of colleagues, of friends, of family, that made this decision much easier for me.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to get started. I'm really excited to be a part of the team. I'm really excited to work with all of you in an even greater capacity than I do now. So thank you,
you
for the opportunity. I won't let you down.
Yep.
All right.
Let,
thank you.
The constituents of Canyon County down.
All right.
Thank you, Jess.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Clerk.
All right. Look forward to it. Thanks.
January 5th, if you get me on the schedule, actually. You want to get me on the agenda now, please? Thank you.
All right. With that, I'd make a motion that we adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded for adjournment. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.